Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, wherever you are in this great land, on this great planet. This is Ron, the webmaster of freeworldfilmworks.com and freeworldalliance.com. Be joined by Saeed Sabor of AmericanInFocus.org. And tonight we're doing a live 2016 election coverage, and it looks like Trump is going to win the election, even though Hillary, the Clinton mafia, paid probably up to $1 billion Federal Reserve notes out of their secret bank accounts to rig the election, and it looks like they're going to fail in rigging the election. You want to say anything to start off, Saeed?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to make a number of comments. You know, from the beginning of this election campaign, it's so obvious that the media, the Big Brother media, has been 100% unabashedly anti-Trump and pro-Hillary. That's what her real name is, not Hillary. Hillary Clinton. And, you know, it wasn't too long ago that Newsweek magazine actually had on its front cover Madame President in reference to Hillary Clinton. And that just goes to show how one-sided the media is, because obviously Newsweek magazine is a Rothschild, Rockefeller-controlled media outlet, as are all the Big Brother media. So they definitely are trying to paint a negative portrait of Trump. But despite all of that, so obvious that Trump has a lot of grassroots support in this country. And even if they, you know, the thing about it is, even if they try to rig the election, it will backfire on them as well, because Trump said that he would, during the debates, he would contest the election if he noticed, or any of his aides or campaign staff noticed, that there was some sort of irregularities in the election precincts, like they were when Baby Bushdar ran in both elections and cheated so blatantly that he stole the election.
Well, obviously, Baby Bushdar stole the 2000 election. You know, facing President Gore, and he was president for 4 years.
Right.
Even though he did not occupy the White House, Gore was the president. And in 2004, Baby Bushdar cheated John Kerry out of the White House. And believe it or not, John Kerry was president for 4 years. He just didn't occupy the White House. And, of course, Hillary wanted to steal the election. And there's an outside chance that she might be able to, but I don't think so. All of the money now, the betting syndicates have Trump at 94% to win the election now, and it doesn't look good for the witch from hell, because she's already lost Ohio, she's lost Florida. She most likely is going to lose New Hampshire, North Carolina. She squeaked out Virginia. She stole that. Trump won Virginia, but they gave it to her. And she's behind by 3 points, 3.3 points in Wisconsin. She may steal that. But it just, to me, it looks like they didn't calculate how much extra votes they needed to win the key states. Now, let me quickly explain how they go about, and Trump is up right now, still 3.3 in Michigan, how they go about stealing an election. There's two basic ways. One is called voter fraud, and the other is election fraud. Now, voter fraud is what you hear about most of the time. And that's where someone votes more than once. You've got people who vote up to 100 or more times in an election. And you might ask, well, how can a single person vote more than one time? Well, it's easy. The Democrats are the only ones who do this. Republicans, as far as I know, do not get involved in voter fraud. They get involved in election fraud, but not voter fraud. Now, the Democrats, every single election, they commit massive voter fraud. So here's what happens. The DNC and the RNC have all the voter records in every state in the country. And the voter registration records are not kept up to date. So when someone moves out of state, if they don't report it to the registration, their name remains on the voter registration rolls. When someone dies, if their relatives do not report it, their name remains on the rolls. Now, in one state, and I forget which one it is, the Republicans went through the voter rolls and started eliminating dead people who were on the rolls and people they knew had moved out of state. Guess what the DNC did? The jump in fade?
Yeah, actually what they do is they get they rehash the dead voters and recycle them as the real live voters.
No, what they did, and they did it this year, the DNC filed a lawsuit against the RNC for removing dead people and out-of-state people from the voter registration rolls. The DNC literally sued them to try and get the names put back on the rolls. Now, can you explain any reason why a political party would want to put dead people and out-of-state people back on the rolls?
Well, it's so obvious because they would use those votes in favor of themselves.
Of course. Like I said, the Democratic Party is the only party in America that engages in voter fraud, where they literally pay people, usually illegal aliens, to vote numerous times as dead people or out-of-state people. And it is so organized, the way they do it is they'll get 50 people, put them on a bus, they take them to one polling station, and this is usually done early voting. They also do it absentee ballot voting. They put them on a bus, they go to a polling station, they all go in and vote, get them back on the bus, they go to another polling station, do the same thing, and they'll hit maybe half a dozen polling stations during the day. And then the next day they do it all over. That's what the Democrats do. That's one way they get extra votes. And when I say extra votes, I'm not talking about a few hundred. I'm talking about millions. Now, the other thing is the absentee votes. They've got the registration rolls, and they have offices that they rent out during elections to where they'll have maybe 100 people in an office. All they do is fill out absentee ballots, those names, and out-of-state people. And they take them in, drop them off. Now, here's how they get away with this. Most states do not have voter ID laws. You don't have to show an ID. All you have to do is give a name and the address, and if it matches up, boom, you vote. Now, the other way the Democrats engage in election fraud is what we call election fraud different from voter fraud. That is where, like the Clintons, will pay the corporations that own the machines, the voting machines, X amount of Federal Reserve notes in offshore bank accounts. You know, they deposit a quarter billion Fed notes into the company's account, secret account, and they tell the company to rig the election in key states. Well, here's how that works. Let's say their own personal polls have Clinton behind by 10 percentage points. Let's take Florida. The way they make that up is every 20th vote for Trump is switched to a vote for Clinton. So if you take one, that's one out of five. That's 5%. Well, if you take 5% away from Trump and you give Clinton 5%, that's a net increase of 10%. So if they need a little more than 10%, let's say they need 11 or 12, then it's one vote out of every 19th or every 18th vote is flipped. Now, the way they get away with this is there's no way in America to go into the computer voting machines or the other voting machines. They used to have the old slot machines. You cannot get any court order to go in and inspect them. That's the law in America. Even if you could, let's say you want a recount, you want to go through and you want to check to make sure the machines are set up, what you do is you do a test run of 100 votes. And you cast 50 for one candidate, 50 for the other. If it comes up 50-50, then you know the machines are right. If it comes up 60-40 or 55-45, whatever, you know the machines have been rigged. Well, the problem with that, even if you could get a court order to do that, it wouldn't do any good because the company that owns the machines would know about it, and they would go in and reprogram the machines to give an accurate count. So it's literally, physically impossible to catch anyone in election fraud. Voter fraud, you can catch them because all you have to do is look at the votes cast and look up the names and see if they're dead people or out-of-state people. And if they are, then you know there was cheating. But election fraud, you cannot catch them. That's why Bush got away with it in 2000, 2004. And that's why Clinton was hoping to get away with it this year. But it looks right now as though they miscalculated and their polls, their own personal polls, were not accurate enough. You want to jump in, Saeed, on anything?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, actually, it's you're right. I mean, the election fraud, it's very hard to detect it. But the thing about it is, you're right, there were definitely many recalculations. But there's also another factor that's definitely involved is that, and the media, you know, obviously the polls are all skewed. You know, they never tell the truth. I mean, during the whole campaign, they were lying through their teeth about how much support Hillary was getting. The polls they were taking among women were all skewed. A lot of women hate Hillary. They can't stand her. And I mean, a lot of the independent journalists have been interviewing scores of women who can't stand Hillary. But one thing that the media is definitely not reporting about, and they did not report this during the entire campaign, is the massive Trump rallies, the huge Trump rallies all across the United States, which where Hillary's rallies pale in comparison. Now, of course, I was reading some articles about it and the massive rallies, And they were huge, but, you know, the media did not want to report it because, again, as we mentioned from the outset of the show, the media is unabashedly 100% against Trump. So they didn't want to report those massive Trump rallies, and there were a lot of them. But, again, despite all their efforts to derail Trump from the very get-go in the debates, it was so obvious that many of those, during the question and answer sessions and during the media comments, it was so obvious they were, rigging the questions purposely to make Trump look bad. Despite all their efforts, it's really going to, everything is backfiring on the Clinton campaign because they did not even anticipate, because one thing that they also try to bank on is the fact that most Americans do not vote. In the last number of elections in the United States Corporation, the number of voter turnout is fairly low compared to other elections. And that's also what they were trying to count on, that not many people would even vote in this election because, as usual, most people are fed up with politics. But actually, again, it backfired on them because they did not even anticipate that there would be a huge throng of people voting this time.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing about the pre-election polls, and this was even admitted in on the websites of the companies that were running the polls. They actually admit that they polled more Democrats than Republicans, and it varied between 5% to 10% more. Okay, if you're going to do an accurate poll, what you do is you figure out in each state how many registered Republicans there are, how many registered Democrats. Now, obviously, every state, it's different. It's not 50-50 because you also have independents. So let's say there's 45% Democrats, 45% Republicans, and 10% independents. When you do the poll, If you want it to be a legitimate poll, you poll 45% Democrats, 45% Republicans, and 10% independents. But the way they were operating, working it, they were polling, it varied, but usually they were polling 50% Democrats, 45% Republicans, and about 5% independents or more. They were given Hillary at least 5% or more advantage on all the polls. So all the pre-election polls that you saw where she was ahead, a lot of them she wasn't ahead. Now, why did they do that? Because there is a massive conspiracy between the media, the liberal, Democrat, communist, New World Order, Nazi media, the DNC, and the Clinton mafia to make it look as though she was ahead. So almost all the polls, national polls, had her ahead the whole race. Only a couple of polls had Trump ahead in the national polls. And then in the key states, they had her ahead to make it look as though she was going to win. Now, they had to do this because remember when Trump started saying the election process in America is rigged, the bastard son from Kenya got up and said, "What do you mean rigged? How do you even rig an election?" Well, I don't think he's so stupid he doesn't know about election rigging, election fraud, voter fraud, etc. And then a few days after that, reports started coming out in the liberal media that there was election fraud, election voter fraud, and election rigging. And reports came out. So then they had some jackass who allegedly did a study of 1 billion votes cast in America over the last 10 years, I think it was. And he said he could only find 31 cases in which someone voted, which they weren't supposed to. Now, do you believe that, Saeed?
Oh, not at all. That is a total lie.
This jackass, and I don't know the guy's name, is obviously a Clinton Mafia stooge. 31 illegal votes out of 1 billion. Now, I've seen articles where in just one precinct alone, there's over 100 illegal votes. And
right.
If you go back to the 2008 election of Clinton versus the Kenyan bastard, they literally had results coming out of New York, 100% black districts. Everyone in the district who lived there was black.
Right.
And believe it or not, they were giving Clinton 100% of the vote. Now, you mean to tell me that when a bastard from Kenya was running for president in the primaries in all black districts, he didn't get a single vote from a black?
Right. Yeah, that's so obvious, right? I mean, they were always obviously rigging the polls. And remember when, I don't want to, go off topic, actually related with this. Remember when Ron Paul was running during the Republican primaries, they got away with a lot of rigging of the primaries.
Well, they did it not just against Ron Paul, but against Buchanan. When Pat Buchanan ran against Daddy Bushka back in '88, he won Arizona.
Right.
And they gave it to Daddy Bushka.
Right. Right. And also remember Ross Perot, he won the election against both Clinton and Bush, but they gave it to Clinton. Obviously.
Yeah, well, Ross Perot in 92 won. He was president
right.
for actually 8 years. Clinton was never president of the United States of America or even the United States Corporation. He illegally occupied the White House, but that does not mean he was president. Ross Perot won the election in 92 and in 96. 92,
right.
The pre-election polls had Ross Perot at 40%, Clinton at 30, Daddy Bushka at 30. He won the election. They claimed afterwards that he got 19% of the vote and didn't win a single state. That's a flat-out lie. He won the election. He won the Electoral College. He was president. Not only in 92, but in 96. This is the gigantic fraud that's been going on in this country. Bill Clinton, whose real name is William Jefferson Blythe IV, was never president of the United States Corporation. And, of course, United States America, he was never president, because the last president of the United States America was Abraham Lincoln.
Right, right. Well, see, this is the thing that people don't understand. The average person country, they have been brainwashed so much into all the lies of the establishment. They can't even comprehend that voter fraud goes on in the United States. They think that voter fraud only goes on in countries like Mexico and other third world countries. They think that's where voter fraud goes on in because the media has basically brainwashed them into thinking that it only goes on in third world countries. But there's actually a book written about the voter fraud, the whole election fraud that's been going on in the United States. It's called Vote Scam. I think that's the title.
Yeah.
I forgot the. Yeah.
All your brothers.
You're right, right. And that book actually documents how virtually almost all the elections have been rigged in some way, some fashion, and what have you throughout history. It's been going on for a long time. It's not just some recent phenomenon because of the computerization of the ballot boxes and the polling stations. It's been going on for a long time, especially when they had paper ballots. They've been doing it repeatedly. They've been miscounting the votes, actually discarding literally entire ballot boxes in many precincts all across the United States during election time.
Well, I actually went to a talk by one of the Call Your Brothers, I forget which one, and both of them were murdered after publishing their book. I forget what year it was. It was back in the 90s. They were murdered. But I heard one of them speak once, but he said what they did is they literally sneaked in to one of the warehouses where the ballots for counting. Each county, all the precincts would take their ballots to a building, and then they were supposed to be counted. They sneaked into the building to watch and see if there was any counting. They said no counting was ever performed in those warehouses. The ballots were never counted, ever. They simply decided who was going to win beforehand, and then they would report it. Now, I had a friend of mine, you may have heard of him, say, John Rappaport.
Yes, I have, yes.
He's on Alex Jones. He's actually on Alex Jones tonight, the live broadcast with InfoWars, PrisonPlanet.com. And he said that he ran against Henry Waxman. Do you remember what district Henry Waxman served out of in California, Saeed?
Let me think.
The all case law district.
What was that?
It's the Alcazar district.
Oh, the Orange
Fairfax
County.
District in L.A. area.
Yeah.
Henry Waxman, he's a Kazar.
Right.
John
Orange
Rappaport
County, right.
ran against him.
Right.
He had his own people do exit polls.
Mm-hmm.
The exit polls had John Rappaport win the election 60% to 40% in an all-Kazar Jewish area, precinct. Guess what they said the percentage was when the so-called official tally was given.
That he didn't win any of the Jewish vote.
Waxman supposedly won the election with 95% of the vote. Waxman lost the election by 20 percentage points. They said he won by 95 percentage points. When John Rappaport, got the results, he said, forget it. It's a waste of time to vote because the elections are all rigged. And they've been rigging them ever since. The only way Trump is going to win, and I still believe he is, even though he's only got a 3.4% lead in Wisconsin. He's got like a percent lead in Michigan now. I think they're going to give Hillary Michigan just like they gave her Virginia. She didn't get it cheat enough in Florida. She's not going to get that. Well, let's say Pennsylvania. She's only ahead 1.5 percentage points in Pennsylvania. But the trouble is they have to make it look close. Because if Trump got a landslide victory like 350 electoral college votes to her, 150 or whatever, it would be devastating for the New World Order. So I think they figured they had to let him win, but win in a squeaker, so they could argue that she really isn't. The Trump movement is not really that big of a movement, but they just squeaked out a win, and it'll die within 4 years. That's what they're hoping, to try and convince everyone. And they're going to rev it up in 2018. Go ahead, Saeed.
Yeah, and I was going to say, yeah, exactly, because the thing about it is, it's not just the fact that most people here in America are sheeple. The rest of the world's population are sheeple, too. And they believe also all the jargon that Trump is a sexist, that he's a racist, that he's a war hawk, this and that. So they believe the lies of the Big Brother of American media. So they don't want to have a negative, even though obviously the vast majority of Americans definitely side with Trump's views and political views and economic views and foreign policy views. Still, you're right. They don't want to get it out in the media to the rest of the world that he is that the vast majority of Americans actually agree with Trump. They want to make it seem that they actually agree with Hillary.
Yeah, they want to try and make people think it's a 50-50 deal and Trump barely just squeaked it out, and they may even say he cheated, you know, and so forth. Who knows what they're going to say, what they're going to blame the loss to. But remember the Brexit vote a few months back in England?
Yeah, yeah. Remember
to where
that.
The polls said they were going to stay in. I think they had the polls giving the remaining to remain faction about 5% ahead. Well, they lost. I think it was close by 3% or so. But they were rigging the election over there, and they still lost. And that sent shockwaves throughout the world. And there was a backlash against Fuhrer Merkel of letting all the Syrian refugees in. And there was a backlash throughout Europe for the refugees coming in. And the New World Order gang panicked because of the backlash. They thought the people in Western Europe and America would just roll over and play dead and let all these ISIS and al-Qaeda terrorists roll into Europe and America and just rape all the women and murder everyone that they got a shot at. But the people stood up. And now here in America with Trump, it would have been a snowball effect if Hillary had not cheated in this election. It would be a total blowout.
Yeah.
It would have been over a couple of hours ago.
There's something related to what we were talking about before, is the way they have to make it seem to the world international public. See, that's the reason why the illegal alien from Kenya was even allowed to be in the White House, is because I remember me and you, Ron, were talking about it a number of years ago, was to make the world think that especially with the war on terror, which is reality is a war, it's actually a war of terrorism itself. It's not a war against terror or on terror, but it's a terrorist war initiated by the New World Order against any country that does not want to bow down to the New World Order. But that's why they had, Barry Satoru illegally occupy the White House and rig all the elections in his favor, was because they wanted to show the world that the United States is not a racist country, because it elected a man who is supposedly black, but in reality he technically is not black. But that's what
Saeed, I have to jump in here. Saeed, I have to jump in. CNN has now projected that President Trump won Florida. They gave him Florida with a 1.4% percentage point of victory in Florida. Right now, the time they called it here was 8:35 West Coast time, 11:35 East Coast time. They've just called Florida, and he's got now 216 electoral votes. And, well, obviously he was going to win Florida. Now the big question is, can he hang on in North Carolina? And if he hangs on in North Carolina and wins the rest of the states that he's slated to win, he is president. And I'm predicting right now that he will win the election. We will have a President Trump. And Hillary should be packing up and fleeing the country. She's got about 3 months to flee the country because she will be indicted, she will be prosecuted, she will be convicted, and she will go to prison. And I'm expecting her to flee either to England or possibly Switzerland. We don't know exactly what country she's going to flee to, but she will have to flee. And right now, Trump is still up in Michigan and Wisconsin. And if he wins Michigan, it's game over. Boom, it's done.
Right.
There's no way she could steal the election.
Yeah, because
he was not supposed to win Michigan. He was not supposed to win Wisconsin, and he wasn't supposed to win Florida. Go ahead, Saeed. We got
Sorry, go ahead.
6 minutes left.
Oh, 6 minutes. Yeah. Okay. The thing is, even if Hillary won, like the big states, obviously she's going to win California and the other big electoral states, but that's not going to be enough to win her the election.
No. She has to hold on to Michigan, Pennsylvania. She's very close in Pennsylvania. She has to hold on to Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and she has to pull out a miracle. Let me see what state that she could possibly hope to pull out. I'm looking at the Obama-Romney map. The states that, the bastard from Kenya won and Romney won in 2012. And the bastard won Florida. Trump now has that. The bastard won Ohio. Trump now has that. The only other state that Trump is probably going to win that the bastard from Kenya won was Nevada. And I don't see Hillary winning any of the states that Romney won. So it does not look good at all. And another thing I want to bring up, I was talking to my mom earlier in the night. If you notice the states where Hillary is given the fake victory, there, and where all of her votes come from, it's the big cities. Now, do you have any idea why people in big cities vote for a criminal, Saeed?
Yeah, well, it's so obvious. And I live, close to, well, not literally in Chicago, but very close to it, obviously, the greater Chicago area. All these big cities are themselves festering with criminals. The municipal authorities, the police, virtually all the judicial components of all these cities, including especially Chicago, they're all run by criminals. That's one of the reasons why.
Yeah, and that's the thing people don't understand. I hate to say this, but it's true. Most of the people who live in big cities are liberals and criminals. Most of the people who live in the rural suburbs and rural areas are conservative and law-abiding citizens. That's just the way it is, and it's not just America. it's most of the Western world. That's just the way it is. That's why you see the liberals, the Democrats, winning the whole West Coast from Washington, Oregon, down to California, of course, and usually Nevada. And they win all of New England. And then they win, and why they win Ohio or Michigan or Wisconsin or Minnesota, Iowa, I don't know. Now, Illinois, we know they win there because that's one of the most corrupt states in the country. The five most corrupt states in the country are, of course, California, New York, Illinois, Florida. Those are your most corrupt states. Now, last time the Bastard from Kenya won Iowa, but this time it's very possible that President Trump is going to win it. So it doesn't look good right now. And like I said before, the voting, the betting cartels around the world have Trump at 94% now to win the election. So it does not look good at all for the witch from hell to steal this election. We got about 2 minutes left. You want to say anything in closing, Saeed?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to, you know, tell our listeners out there that me and Ron are going to have a post-election show hopefully tomorrow or the day after, but we'll let all of you know what's going to be in store for the criminal elite as well as for the rest of the world because of this election.
Yeah, and it's still not over, but I'm 94% sure that President Trump will win the election, that Hillary, the witch from hell, will not be able to steal it, and we will have peace in America and in the world. Because here's the thing, if Hillary were to sneak back into the White House illegally and occupy it, the first thing she would do would start a nuclear war with Russia. She already said she will do that by imposing a no-fly zone over Syria. And since Russian planes fly missions bombing ISIS targets over Syria every day, that means our, well, not ours, but the United States corporate Merc fighters would be shooting down Russian fighters. It would escalate into a nuclear war, and a few hundred million people around the world would be dead. So remember this, if you voted for Hillary, you voted for nuclear world war and the death of 100 million or more people. And we're going to sign off here. I'm just going to keep talking until we sign off. I don't have the exact seconds left, but it's under a minute. But any of you out there who voted for the witch, you voted for hell to be unleashed upon America and the world, and you should be ashamed of yourself, and you should stop voting Democrat. Vote Republican, and you'll have peace in America, prosperity, and peace throughout the world. Remember that. In 2 years, we're going to have another election. We need to get more Republicans in the Senate, more in the House, and just shut down the liberal agenda to create a new world order, to stop the TPP, porting of jobs out of America, and the corruption in the cities, the drugs, et cetera, the crime. When Rahm Emanuel took over Chicago, the crime rate doubled overnight. The murder rate doubled. It's like living